Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In federal court today, the woman once in charge of keeping illegal aliens out of the port of Boston will be sentenced for knowingly encouraging an illegal alien to stay in the country. WBUR's David Boeri has the story as she faces prison time her supporters say is unwarranted.
At the trial of Lorraine Henderson, the federal judge suggested that had she been a housewife in Weston, she never would have been brought to trial. Then again, had she been a housewife in Weston, Henderson probably would have hired that cleaning woman more often than twice a month to clean her condo for a couple of hours. As it was, Fabiana Bittencourt of Brazil was no more than a casual hire, if also a disastrous one. Because Lorraine Henderson was the New England Area Port Director for the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol. She was supposed to be deporting illegal aliens, not hiring them, said a federal prosecutor after she was arrested and before she was convicted. Now, as Henderson's about to be sentenced, and the crime carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison, her many friends and fellow employees are asking for leniency.
I think it's a disgrace that it went this far.
Jean Dugan, a retired career employee at Customs, was once Henderson's supervisor.
She worked so hard for 30 years, and now everything is taken away from her for no reason at all.
Dugan is one of 74 people who've written to the judge on Henderson's behalf. They describe her as hardworking, selfless, and willing to step in wherever the organization needed her. From Washington, William Heffelfinger, a longtime Deputy Assistant Commissioner of Customs and Border Patrol, called Henderson caring and commanding the loyalty of her subordinates.
She was competent and well-regarded both professionally and personally.
Over her career, Henderson rose up the ranks from GS-2 to GS-15, the highest rank of the civil service. She'd started with Customs a week after high school and never left. Customs touted her success as an example of what a woman with no college education might accomplish. Yet another former colleague who appealed to the judge noted that Henderson was woefully unqualified and unprepared for the elevated position to which Customs had advanced her. She's being prosecuted only because of her position, title, and grade, he suggests. So how does one explain how what happened to Lorraine Henderson happened?
Somebody didn't like her. Somebody snitched her off.
That's the only explanation why Henderson was treated the way she was, says Mark Conrad, a retired supervisory special agent who worked in internal affairs and later became a whistleblower. When a woman who worked alongside Henderson told their supervisor that Henderson was hiring someone who was probably an illegal alien, that supervisor could have and should have handled the matter differently. So say both Mark Conrad and some of Henderson's former supervisors.
Rather than have her boss come to her and say, knock this crap off, they decided to make an example out of her because she was still mid-level management. She wasn't that high up in the food chain.
At her trial, Henderson testified that she didn't understand immigration law. Even most of her friends find that unconvincing.
Everybody that worked in customs or immigration knew you could not hire somebody who was illegally in this country, period.
The criminal investigation of Lorraine Henderson began when her supervisor alerted Internal Affairs. Federal agents then tracked down Fabiana Bittencourt, and she readily agreed to wear a hidden electronic wire to incriminate Henderson. In return, Bittencourt got to extend her stay in the country. On the hidden mic, Bittencourt recorded herself telling Henderson she was in the country illegally and needed help for her and her baby. Henderson says, "If you leave, they won't let you back. You can't leave." Frank Demento is Henderson's attorney.
Simply to tell the alien, don't leave the country until you've filed your application to become legal, is not an act. It's simply verbiage that doesn't amount to a crime. I don't understand how the jury didn't understand that.
If Henderson had too much of any one virtue, it was compassion, a number of letter writers comment. Fabiana Bittencourt, the illegal alien, had a baby. Friends speculate that's why Henderson didn't act sooner, before Bittencourt had snared her on the secret wire, and it was too late. Convicted at 52, Lorraine Henderson now works as a part-time cashier at PetSmart and as a dog walker. The same week she was arrested, she'd received a $4,000 performance bonus for her work at Customs. She declined comment for this story, citing Customs and Border Patrol policy, where she's still on suspension without pay, awaiting her termination. The U.S. Attorney's Office is withholding comment until after the judge's sentence. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.